You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by a plethora of hosts in the studio today. I want to welcome Mitch Levinson, Carol Flammer, Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing immensely well.
Immensely well. Carol?
I'm very good this morning. Thanks.
All right, Mitch. Good to see you as always. All right. So we have a fun show today. I want to welcome our first guest. His name is Jeff Graham. He is the CEO of Guild Quality. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure. Before we get into it, Jeff, take a sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I'll start with Guild Quality. We are the leading provider of customer satisfaction surveying for the residential real estate and construction market. We survey customers on behalf of hundreds now, probably approaching 1,000 builders, remodelers, real estate developers, and home services contractors all over North America with a strong focus here in Atlanta. I founded the business in Charleston, but moved it back here to my hometown shortly after launching. We've been working here in Atlanta since 2003.
So Jeff, I know we work with a lot of the same builders and work in the same industry. You know, a lot of people might be wondering, why do builders need a service like yours? Can you give us, you know, kind of some of the highlights on why builders come to you, why they work with you?
Sure. I can talk about both customer satisfaction surveying in general and then our service in particular. The brand of any business is its greatest asset, and nothing shapes its brand more than the sentiment of the customers that buy what they're selling. Builders in particular have a huge challenge for them. If they deliver an exceptional customer experience, they're 10 times more likely to stay in business than a home builder who delivers a poor customer experience. We've seen that from our own surveying going back many years now, looking at the builders we've worked with that have gone out of business and those that have stayed in business. And if you have a 95% or better likely to recommend rate, there's a very small chance you're going to go out of business. If you're below 80%, there's a very good chance you will. So that brand, your brand strength, your service has a direct correlation with how well you'll do. For us in particular, some bullet points about our service. We have a very high survey response rate. About 70% of home buyers respond to our surveys. And with that feedback, they give us a tremendous amount of quantitative and qualitative feedback. Our members see everything from how they rate on your likely to recommend or communication or construction quality and can see trends over time, but they also see a tremendous amount of detailed commentary from their customers that helps them really zero in and not just see how well is my business doing, trends overall, how am I doing year over year, community over by community, but they can see what can I do to make that unhappy customer a really happy customer. And we've seen some powerful things happen from that. So a little bit of data for our home buyer survey respondents. And again, we survey for builders, remodelers, real estate developers across the board, but just looking at home buyers. If the customer is unhappy at the time of closing, our members are able to move that unhappy customer using that feedback and going back and being proactive. They can move that unhappy customer to the point for where 2/3 of them change their mind within 10 to 12 months after that. They can go back and address concerns they've had and turn that unhappy person into an advocate for the brand.
You mentioned the really high response rate to the surveys. How do you make that happen?
We survey three ways, by email, mail, and telephone. It's a combination of those three things, and we apply that survey process to every single customer. It gives them a lot of different options for responding. We're good at it. We're data geeks. We know this the best series to send surveys, and we make it very easy for people to reply. That's one thing, but we shouldn't dismiss the importance of the investment here. This is not a small, you know, this isn't someone buying clothes, or it's not a reservation at a restaurant. It's not a stay at a hotel. This is the most important, or at least one of the most important investments people will make in their life. And they have a strong relationship, whether good or bad, they have a strong relationship with their home builder, and they want to give that feedback in general. They're eager and appreciative to have the opportunity to do it. About half of our survey responses come by telephone. You can, and we record all those for quality control and all those sorts of things. But you can absolutely see in the or hear in the voices of people sharing that feedback their appreciativeness of having the opportunity to share what they have to say. And they share a lot. That's where that, I think it's those two things together, us being prudent thinking like a customer in terms of how would I want to respond to a survey, developing a survey system that works really well, that's one thing, but then the really important, the scale significance of the investment that they're making. We also see as an aside, we see a much higher survey response rate among builders who deliver a great customer experience than those who don't. So the better a customer experience they have, the stronger the relationship between them and the customer, and the more eager the customer is to share feedback.
All right. We'll be back with Jeff Graham after this commercial break.
Are you looking to purchase a new home? Before you select your next dream home, be sure to call Academy Mortgage first. Our professional mortgage team has the experience and expertise to maximize savings, value, and wealth for each and every client while eliminating risk. Plus, we have the distinct advantage of being a direct lender. All processing, underwriting, and closings are handled locally. For more information, visit academymortgage.com.
All right, and we're back with Jeff Graham, CEO of Guild Quality.
Great, Jeff. So, you know, one of the challenges that builders often have is getting testimonials for their website, and we do have a few customers that are using your services. Can you talk a little bit about how they use the feedback that they get from their surveys for their website and any other place they might use that?
Yeah, absolutely. About 4 years ago, we started to integrate our core service, customer satisfaction surveying, with social media, and enabled our members to start publishing comments that they receive from their customers. And then I think about a year and a half ago, we began collecting reviews from their customers while, you know, we're already on the phone with them or they're already completing a survey for us. Would you like to also share a review about your experience that we can make public? So now about 20% of our survey respondents provide an additional review. We make it very easy for, one, we syndicate those reviews out to other places on the web. Here in Atlanta, Kudzu's a big deal, so those reviews go out to the Kudzu website. In addition to being on our own, we are on Guild Quality's own site. We also make it easier to push those reviews out to Twitter and Facebook, and for the members to syndicate those reviews on their own websites using RSS or our API. And I think you guys are doing that for some of our mutual clients.
Jeff, my Latin is a little bit rusty, but I'm reading your motto here on your card. Tell us about that.
So it means elevate your work, and our mission is to elevate the stature of the building profession to a level commensurate with its importance. And we like to help builders view their responsibility and their obligation for what it is. It's significant. They're shaping the homes for people. It's among the most important jobs that one can have. And we seek to help them deliver the best possible experience and do the most quality job they can.
Jeff, one of the things we've really enjoyed watching online recently in the office is your backyard battle, where people can go and vote for their favorite outdoor space. Tell us a little bit about that contest and when it ends and how to participate in that.
Well, sure. It's a lot of fun. We started doing Guild Quality polls on our website, I think, the beginning of this year, and we've done a number of them. This series has been especially popular. We're doing 3 backyard battles. We just started the 3rd. Builders and remodelers can submit their examples of their best outdoor projects. They submit pictures, you know, for home builders. It could be backyard scenes or decks or pools or screen porches or whatever. And we've had a ton of entries. We had so many entries, we had to break it up. Instead of having 1 backyard battle, we're having 3. We're in our 3rd series. It started, I think, today, and voting will run for 2 weeks. And then we'll take the 3 winners of each of the 3 series and have a final battle at the very end of the summer.
Well, you partially answered the question. Backyard battle is a partial answer to the question I was about to ask. I mean, obviously, as a builder, I get a lot of value on what my customer service ranking is. How else, as a builder, would I use the data coming from you self-described data geeks?
You can imagine you're building in 10 neighborhoods or 5 neighborhoods or maybe 7 markets or however it is. We help the executive level team clearly see where we perform, how is each of our divisions performing side by side. We help division presidents see how are each of our builders or project managers or neighborhoods performing side by side and how we're trending over time and where are we doing well and where are we doing poorly. Our builders' frontline people get immediate, real-time, rich feedback from the significant majority of their customers so they can, when there are problems, they can take immediate steps to fix them and change that customer from an unhappy customer to a very happy one. And the marketing team for all of our builders can take all of this feedback that we're collecting and grab those comments that are really useful and share them in a way that helps prospective buyers understand what type of experience they can expect to get if they choose to work with that home builder.
All right, Jeff, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Guild Quality?
Well, we'd love for you to visit guildquality.com. We sell our service with a free trial. We like people to understand exactly what they're buying before they invest in us. And if you'd like to call us, you can reach us at 888-355-9223.
All right. Jeff Graham, CEO of Guild Quality. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, Todd, we have a sizzling summer savings event from Azalea Homes. It's at their Waterford Commons community in South Fulton, where all inventory homes are on sale. Buyers can receive up to $26,000 off original prices through August 31st.
$26,000. That's a lot of thousands, Todd.
That's a lot of thousands.
It's a lot of zeros, and the deal gets sweeter.
Ooh. It gets sweeter?
It gets sweeter. So in addition to the lower prices, buyers can get 40% off already included options and upgrades and receive a free move-in package.
In addition to the 26? 40%.
Oh, but wait, the free move-in package includes 2-inch faux blinds, Whirlpool black appliances, including the washer, refrigerator, or washer, dryer, and refrigerator, and they also can get $2,500 toward closing costs.
Whoa. But wait, there was
$26,000, $2,500, washer, dryer.
How much did the house actually cost?
Well, that's a good question.
It must be free.
What did the house cost? So the inventory homes include the Newport B, the Monterey B, and the Catalina A floor plans. They were the Newport was originally priced at $195,866, and it's reduced to $169,900. This home features a grand two-story foyer, arched entry into a formal dining room, which is really pretty, a gourmet kitchen, and a spacious family room with a fireplace.
Now, you said South Fulton, right?
I said South Fulton.
Boy, if that's where you want to be, what an amazing deal. Holy smokes.
It's amazing.
Because you're starting at what? 190, you said?
It started at 195, and it's reduced to 169.9. And then the other two homes, actually one of them, the Catalina, was 217.9, and it's reduced to 199.9. And it has interior appointments such as a dramatic open staircase, a large two-story foyer, spacious kitchen with keeping room, and then it's got an owner's suite with an oversized sitting room and a luxurious private bath, so you get that, you know, me space.
Well, you know what? And that keeping room is such a cool addition. I mean, it's a neat thing to have right next to the kitchen. You're kind of in the middle of everything and still can have a, you know, kind of a comfortable out-of-the-way spot and still be in the middle of everything.
Yeah, these homes are really beautiful. I've had the opportunity to go see these firsthand, and they have all sorts of really interesting interior appointments that you wouldn't expect, some interesting windows and architecture and arched openings, and just they're just really neat homes.
The little touches make a big difference.
They really do. Well, and the other nice thing is there's some really cool amenities nearby. Mitch, you want to tell us about the amenities?
Sure. Waterford Commons is very close to the Camp Creek Marketplace, the new shops and restaurants over there. And the community has 100 acres of green space. Clubhouse, yeah, 100 acres. Clubhouse, Junior Olympic-sized pool, and a separate splash pool that has that water mushroom.
Those things are awesome.
Yeah, it drips water on all your kids. And
yeah,
that,
yeah. My youngest is 25. She still talks about the mushroom thing.
Yeah, I think she would like that. And I think it's right next to the tennis courts and the playground.
Outstanding. So once again, this is Azalea Homes. What's the name of the community again?
The name of the community is Waterford Commons. It's in South Fulton.
So, Carol, where can people get more information about this?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Todd. For more information, they can contact Trina Grimes at 770-407-7107 or simply visit azaleahomesga.com.
Now, I can't remember. Was there a time limit on this one?
Yes, there is a time limit. It's through August 31st.
Okay. Well, that was a pretty amazing deal. All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. I want to say hello to Brian Macaluso, who is the CEO of Dr. Roof. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure. Brian, before we get into it, take a second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I'm the CEO of Dr. Roof. We are a residential and commercial roofer based in Roswell, Georgia. I'm married. I have two kids. and I'm really happy to be here today.
So we love the name Dr. Roof. Can you tell us a little bit more about how the company came into being and the name and just a little bit about the background?
Sure. The company was founded in 1988 by a gentleman named David Friedlander, who is my partner. He's still with the company today. And he was an immigrant from South Africa, as I mentioned, and he started the company by going up on a roof and convincing his first client that he could fix their roof. 24 years later, we've serviced over 80,000 customers and roofs during that time.
So this is all on the repair side of it? Anything on new homes as well?
We just basically do roof replacement. So roof repair, roof replacement. We also have services that we do everything on the outside of the house. Okay, so siding, windows, obviously roofing, decks, doors, painting, okay, lots of different services for our customers.
Yeah, now I got to ask you this. With my level of sophistication and knowledge about roofs, I've owned a couple of older homes, and the way I find out my roof needs attention is when water starts leaking down through it. What kind of things can I do, to get a little bit ahead of that game?
The most common gauge for a roof replacement really is the age of the roof, and unfortunately, your response is very typical for us, okay? When you see a ring in your ceiling in the kitchen, then you know your roof is leaking, and that prompts a call to Dr. Roof or any other roofer that you might call to get out and take a look at it and identify whether a replacement is needed.
So one of the hot trends today among homeowners tends to be green. Mm-hmm. Do you offer green roofing options, and are you seeing homeowners really request those?
Right now, our emphasis on green is based on our ability to put non-electric options for ventilation, okay? There are shingles that are solar-powered that are out in the market today, but they are not really very popular in the state of Georgia, we'll say. Dow has one that they're testing in Colorado and California and Arizona, but we are not eligible. We have applied to be eligible to be the first sales or company to sell those shingles in Georgia, but they're not available yet. So it's a brand new technology that is coming into the marketplace. We don't know when it's going to come to Georgia, but when it does, we want to be first in line. The real way that we can help our customers with their roofing needs in terms of sustainability is by putting a roof that has proper ventilation on. Okay, so if the roof has a proper intake and proper outflow, then that can take their energy bills and really drive them down. We also offer solar powered attic fans, which again are energy free. And a lot of our customers are taking advantage of that service as well.
Yeah, having owned a really old 1960s ranch at one point that didn't have any roof ventilation and seeing shingles baked to the plywood and it just all coming apart in your hands because it was just completely just rotted basically from the heat, can appreciate some ventilation. But you really caught my attention. So it sounds like when we were talking about green, you were talking about an actual shingle that is a solar generator?
That is correct. That is coming in the future. We, like I said, we've applied
I need one of those.
The first ones to get it. So as soon as we get it, I'll let you know.
Yeah, Todd and I just kind of looked at each other. We're both like...
He did say solar-powered shingle. So, literally to help with my electric bill?
Absolutely. Hopefully do away with it one day.
Holy cow. Well, on that note, I want to go back to it, because in my head, I'm trying to figure out, a powered attic fan versus just a ridge vent.
Mm-hmm.
Which is better and why? Or what different situations?
I think really the best way... And most typical is a ridge vent. Okay, a lot of houses that we see don't have ridge vents, and those are roofs that don't last. Like you said, it's a derivative of the roof cooking from the inside. When your attic is 180, we see attics as high as 190, 200 degrees. You're cooking the roof from underneath. If you get proper ventilation and you install a ridge vent, the hot air comes in and escapes through the ceiling as it rises, and that's able to really lower the temperature in your attic, which will then A, save your roof, and B, take down the cost of cooling your house in the summertime.
All right. We'll be back with Brian Macaluso after this commercial break. At Academy Mortgage, we understand the process of obtaining a home loan can be intimidating. So we strive to make the loan process simple and pleasant for everyone involved. Academy's products and streamlined process offer more competitive rates and a wider selection of products to facilitate the variety of needs for our clients. With all this talent under one roof, why would anyone go elsewhere? For more information, visit academymortgage.com. All right, and we're back. Brian Macaluso, CEO of Dr. Roof.
Brian, I appreciate the lesson on the ridge vents there just before the break. I got another question on that. Is it worth it to blow in additional insulation into an attic?
Absolutely. If it's available and you've got room, that is absolutely one of the things that you can do to drive your energy costs down. And I will also, again, the lower the temperature in your attic, the longer your roof is going to last. We highly recommend it.
Great. So with ridge vents and insulation, what other considerations do you think homeowners should look at when they're considering purchasing a new roof or when they see those watermarks in the ceiling in the kitchen?
Well, I think it's important to look at not only the quality of the shingles and the quality of the product that's going on your roof, but also for the homeowners to do their research on who's putting it on. If you know, the internet is a great resource and really has a ton of information available about which company is going to be doing it, what their philosophies are. You can check our company, for example, Dr. Roof. We have over 400 kudzu reviews from customers, so you can get a real good idea of the quality of the company that's putting it on. The other thing to look at is how long has that company been in business. You get a warranty. If you buy a Dr. Roof, you get a warranty anywhere from 5 to 25 years. And if a roofing company, the average roofer, by the way, according to the National Roofing Association, goes out of business every 2 years. So the warranty on a roof from a company that hasn't been in business for very long might not be worth anything if they're not around to essentially own it.
Your comment just then about most roofing companies going out of business in 2 years, I'm going to flip that thing around. Obviously, you've been around, 1988?
Yeah.
You've been around a long time. How do you do quality control with the folks that are actually doing that work?
We have 3 full-time supervisors who go out and inspect every job before the invoice is sent to the client. So our crews are out there. They complete the job. They've all been thoroughly trained. Many of our crews have been with us the longest tenured crew has been with us for 18 years. So they know our quality standard. We do send independent contractors out for our 25-year warranty. A third party company will go out and inspect that to give both us and the customer the comfort that the roof has been installed appropriately.
Well, I know you mentioned you have a lot of reviews on Kudzu, but we were talking earlier on the way into the studio about how you use social media. Do you want to tell our listeners some of the different ways you're using social media and where they can find you online, kind of for that third party, you know, validity that they need when choosing a roofer?
Absolutely. We are big believers in Facebook and Twitter. Our Facebook page, we have over 600 likes. In fact, we're the most liked roofing company in Atlanta. We're very proud to say that. And we have 1,150 followers on Twitter today. And it's a great way for us to communicate with our customers and let them know what's happening with our company. Every once in a while, we'll be running specials to manufacturers. GAF is our preferred our shingle manufacturer. They'll be running a customer special. So it gets us an opportunity to communicate that out to our customers and let them know that, hey, there's something going on right now with your roof. If you're looking for it, you know. And they stay in touch with us, and it's a fantastic medium for us to communicate.
Brian, I think you mentioned early on that you do more than roofs. So talk about what else.
We are James Hardy Preferred Siding Company. We have a division that does siding, painting, and windows. In fact, we've just updated our logo to reflect that. It's a fantastic growth opportunity for the company. We're really excited about really diving into this side of the business because In a lot of instances, when our customers need a new roof, if the roof is 25 years old, the house is obviously 25 years old, and we find that they have a need for a siding. Maybe the house needs to be updated from a painting perspective. It might not be the whole house needs siding, but segments of the siding, particularly where the siding touches the roof, there could be a rotting and or just older siding that's sitting on there. So our crews are trained to go in and do both. And it really helps our customers knock all that work out at one time and not have to worry about having to bring out additional contractors.
Well, I mean, that makes a lot of sense if you've got the most liked roofer that you mentioned a little while ago. I think if I have somebody that I can trust for the roof, trusting this other pieces of my house as well. I'm sorry, did you have something?
Oh, I was just going to say you mentioned trust, and that's a really big deal for our company. We like to think of ourselves as a very high-quality roofing company. We've been recommended by Trustdale, Dale Cardwell. We're the Trustdale Roofer and the Trustdale Siding Company. And that's something we take a lot of pride in, because that's a, that's again, is an independent inspection that he does based on our quality scores.
Okay. That sounds great. Brian, we're out of time. Before I let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Dr. Roof?
Dr. Roof, drroof.com is our website, or they can reach us at Facebook, Dr. Roof Atlanta, or Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Roof Atlanta GA, or finally call us at 770-552-ROOF.
Outstanding. Brian Macaluso, CEO of Dr. Roof. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, that wraps this episode. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com and on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's program, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review. On behalf of today's guests, Jeff Graham and Brian Macaluso, my co-hosts Mitch Levinson, Carol Flammer, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.